Though President Bouteflika is facing little serious opposition, he's campaigned hard for this vote, hoping for a big turnout to validate efforts at national reconciliation and economic reconstruction. His final campaign speech focused on national security in the face of a simmering Islamic insurgency. But he's also addressing broader social issues by promising to create 3 million new jobs, raise the minimum wage, build more affordable housing, and write off debts owed by farmers. Officially running as an independent, the 72-year-old veteran of the fight against French colonialism is backed by Algeria's three largest political parties, which together control more than 80% of the seats in parliament. Al-Qaeda's North Africa wing wants voters to boycott the election. Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb was formed when the second round of 1992 parliamentary elections were cancelled, as it appeared a coalition of Algerian Islamic groups might take power. Local newspapers report suspected Al-Qaeda militants Wednesday killed three security guards working for a Brazilian company in an ambush 350 kilometers east of Algiers. A police officer was also reportedly killed in a separate bombing 100 kilometers east of the capital. Election observers say opposition supporters burned down one polling station and closed two others in the southern Bouira district Thursday. The district governor says the two stations closed were later reopened by security forces. Because of security concerns surrounding this vote, there were no big rallies or parades. All campaigning was inside private homes or community and sports centers. Two of Algeria's leading opposition parties also urged voters to boycott the ballot. The Movement for Culture and Democracy is flying a black flag in front of its party headquarters instead of the Algerian flag because it says it's mourning the death of democracy. President Bouteflika's five opponents include two nationalist candidates, two moderate Islamists, and the nation's first female presidential contender. Louisa Hanoun of the Algerian Workers' Party told reporters Wednesday that recent elections have been marked by voter fraud, and the country cannot go on like that. Interior Minister Yazid Zerhouni told state radio that efforts to ensure voter transparency are largely sufficient, as electoral observers for each candidate can monitor the vote at all 47,000 polling stations. Zerhouni said more than 30% of registered voters abroad have already cast their ballots. He said domestic turnout at midday was just under 30%, with most people still expected to cast their votes before polls close at 8 p.m. local time. Zerhouni is expected to announce the winner Friday. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Dakar.